That is a big step for UK Theatre. UK Theatre has their own theatre on campus at the University of Kentucky, the Guignol Theatre, where they present the majority of their shows. But they have gone with a musical theatre certificate program the last couple of years, and this is the first group that's kind of come through on it. And they wanted to give them a bigger stage to do a big musical, and so they selected Joseph, and they decided to take it to the Opera House, which they feel like is going to give the students, and you know, from the ones on stage to the ones backstage, the experience at a bigger venue like that. And they also hope that it'll open up the UK Theatre to a bigger audience than people that would come find them at the Guignol Theatre, that there will be more of a public reception for this. And certainly with a title as popular as Joseph at the Opera House, they already say their ticket sales are way above what their advance ticket sales usually are for a typical UK theater show. So everybody seems to be really happy with this move.
Sounds like that ought to be an exciting production. Now, we move to Ichthus. The Ichthus Festival will not be happening yet this year, but the property that used to host the festival will be alive with music this weekend?
Right. The organization that bought Ichthus was originally planning to, or bought the name Ichthus, was originally planning to relaunch the festival this June at the Kentucky Horse Park, but they found that the snow days that have piled up on school calendars this winter had encroached on their festival days, and that it was really encroaching on their ticket sales and people's ability to come. So that has been canceled. But there is a group, a couple that bought the Ichthus property last year, or the old Ichthus property, we should say, and renamed it Servant Heart Farm. And they really feel that the grounds are a place for ministry and worship, and they want it to continue that way. So they are launching an event this weekend called The Redemption, and it coincides with the April weekend that the Ichthus Festival used to take place up until 2006, when they decided to move to June. So they're really kind of, you know, even though it's not Ichthus, they are, you know, trying to echo that past a little bit with this event on Saturday.
Hard to believe the Keeneland Spring Meet is already ending, but it's ending with a splash, I guess, of a country concert.
Yeah, this concert will benefit the Markey Cancer Center, and you know, to kind of close out the spring meet, they've got two Lexington artists coming in who have have growing national profiles. Laura Bell Bundy is a name that Lexington arts fans and theater and music fans have known for years, and she is a country artist in her own right, and so she'll be headlining this show. And then they also have Sunday Best, which is a band that is based in Lexington. Two guys from Prestonsburg who got together and are starting to make a lot of noise on the country charts. Their latest album actually got a really good review over the weekend in the New York Times. So they are obviously catching attention from well outside of their home area.
All right, with a little cooperation of the weather this weekend, ought to be a great one. Rich Copley, thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you.